Hey guys, welcome back to Just a Sip, Season 3, Episode 4, I believe. Yeah, it's Episode 4. I'm just going to start this off by saying that I am sick. Or I'm not sick, but I'm like getting sick. You know how you start to feel all of the signs and symptoms that like, oh no, I'm getting sick. Well, yeah, that's me right now. I am displaying, you know, a lot of congestion. I am displaying that. And also throat pain. So that kind of sucks for me. And a slight headache. And sniffles. So, you know, all the common signs of a cold. I think I should get tested for COVID too, just to make sure that everything is okay. But yeah, I'm feeling kind of under the weather today, and that's not fun, but it's okay. It's okay. What we're drinking today, because of, you know, in light of me being sick, in light of me having some type of bug, in some type of flu, or whatever I've got right now, whatever it is, it's disgusting. But I am drinking a congestion away, like, tea kind of thing. Like citrusy and lemon and all that stuff. I don't even know what the flavor is, but I put honey in it because I put honey in like absolutely everything. Anyway, yeah. Besides the fact that I'm sick, you know, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Just a Sip. Today I wanted to talk about why don't I know what today's episode is about? See, I'm going through a lot right now. I wanted to talk about what it's like. Not what it's like. I wanted to discuss the signs that you are becoming an adult. This is a sign right here, honestly. This whole idea of, like, me doing work. It's 10 o'clock at night. I definitely would prefer to be sleeping right now, but for some reason I'm just like, you know what, let me just get this out of the way. As you grow up, for some reason work takes precedence over a lot of things, and it's very interesting how we allow that to happen. But whatever, I wanted to talk about signs that you are becoming an adult, signs that you are growing up, you know, that inevitable thing that's just happening to everyone even though we don't want it to. Yeah, we're just always growing up, and there's so many signs that it's happening, and you don't know that it's happening until it does, and you're just like, oh, that's different, that's new. But yeah, so I'm just gonna tell you right now that I might cough a few times in this episode, but I'll try not to. I'll try my best to kind of, you know, keep that under wraps. I'll try to, you know, stay healthy. But I'm definitely feeling a cough coming on, like, right now. Anyway, yeah, so before we get into today's topic, I did want to talk about my day today, just because I always feel like talking about my day is, it's a nice little recap thing. It's really, just puts me in a good space, puts me in a good mood, and, yeah, I like doing it. So, today, this morning, I woke up, right, and it was actually kind of awful. It was actually not good at all. I didn't sleep the best, mainly because I'm getting sick, and when you're getting sick, like, that sleep just isn't really good sleep, because you wake up a lot. At least I woke up a lot in the middle of the night, and I had to, like, get up and come drink water because I'm getting dehydrated very quickly in my sleep, so that's not fun. I need a humidifier because the air is just so dry in my room. I sleep with the windows open, granted, because I like a nice breeze, but it's so dry in there, and then there's like snot crust all over my nose by 3 a.m and I have to like get up and like blow my nose and like do all that stuff because it's disgusting. So that's been my situation, but whatever. I woke up and it was like 8 o'clock, I think, and then I came into my kitchen and I had a bowl of cereal. And I decided to go to the gym because I do that every day. And I was like, why would I not go to the gym? Like, hello. So I went to the gym around 10 o'clock I was there. And I hit, you know, back and biceps. It was a nice workout day. It was a nice day for working out. Even though, like, I am feeling a little bit under the weather, that kind of made me feel a little bit better. I don't know how that works, but it did. That made me feel better. And then after that, I came home. And what did I do? Because it was like noon by the time I came home. Oh, I heated up because I made chili yesterday. I've for some strange reason, I've been cooking. And I made chili yesterday. So I was like, let me eat some of my chili because I don't want that to go to waste. So I had a bowl of chili and I sat down and I was watching Voltron because it's such a good show. And I've been watching it for like maybe 5+ years. I don't know. I just keep rewatching the same episodes over and over again because, I mean, they canceled it. Whatever. I was watching Voltron while I ate. And then after that, I decided it was time to, you know, script this episode out. I scripted this episode and I was like, let me just get this out of the way and, you know, figure out what I want to talk about later. And I worked on that for quite some time. And then now we are here, like fast forward. And we're here, right? Okay. So that was my day so far. Now that I've filled you all in, now that you're up to date on how I'm feeling, we can talk about what I want to talk about. But I am going to take a sip of this tea because I need it, genuinely. It better not be too hot. Okay, it's actually perfect. That tasted really good, too. Okay. But why do I want to talk about the signs that you're growing up? Well, mainly, I just feel like recently, I keep hiding behind this microphone and it's not okay, but I feel like mainly recently, I've been feeling very much like my brain is changing and like I'm starting to think and to perceive things in different ways. Opposite of how I used to, or maybe not opposite, but just different than how I used to see things. And it's just very strange. Like, it's a strange feeling. I feel like any time I hit a milestone or like a new chapter is kind of opening or closing in my life, I can literally feel that. And so I get like, I put myself in a state of kind of uneasiness because I'm like, what is this feeling? Like, why am I feeling like something's changing? Or why am I feeling like something's happening? And it's usually because something I feel like in my brain is about to change, or I'm starting to feel like I need to change something in my life, or whatever the case may be. But genuinely, just because lately I've been feeling like something is going to change very soon for me. And change for the positive. But it's kind of putting me in this state of just restlessness because I'm like, because I don't know what exactly it is. And anytime that, you know, I start to feel like my brain is growing up a little bit, it just makes me feel a little bit crazy. It makes me feel a little bit like, oh, what's going on? So I've definitely been feeling like that recently. And so I wanted to talk about it. I don't know. I feel like I have one friend who can relate to me on that level, who like says that they also feel kind of the same way when something in their life is changing. Cause I've never really heard anybody else say that. Granted, I haven't told many people, but I haven't really heard anyone else like explain it in the way that I'm saying it right now. Because I don't know, just anytime something's changing, like for example, anytime I'm like making a big decision, when I first decided to like move out of my parents' house, it was a very scary feeling, first of all, but it was an exciting feeling at the same time. And my brain was like, oh my God, you're doing something big. Like you're changing your life in a specific way. This is exciting, but you should feel a little bit scared too. And so I did. And it was like a state of just weirdness. And that's how I'm feeling right now, even though nothing really in my life is changing, but I feel like I'm longing for like some type of change. And my brain is ready to pursue something more, or like my brain is ready to, you know, take on some more responsibility or something, but it's making me feel genuinely like I need to start doing something. Anyway, But that's why I wanted to talk about it, because I'm feeling this way, and I just think that's a very interesting topic, and it's a very interesting, like, way to feel about something. So, hello. But feeling like this, I actually love when I start to feel like this, because it makes me remember that I am always changing and I'm always growing. And I never want to get too comfortable, because when you get too comfortable, you just kind of stop, I guess, not succeeding, but you kind of stop excelling or moving forward in certain areas of your life that maybe you wanted to make progress in. I don't know. Like, when you get comfortable, you just kind of stop working towards things. And I don't want to feel like that, because recently I think I have been getting very comfortable in my ways, and like comfortable with my surroundings, comfortable with, what I'm doing, like as for a career or whatever the case may be. I've been getting very comfortable, and I love the feeling of comfort. Don't get me wrong, it's one of my favorite things, but I never want to get so comfortable that I just kind of stop moving forward. And I feel like that's kind of the space that I'm in, which is the reason why my brain is feeling the way that it's feeling, or making me feel uneasy, because I'm not really doing much sometimes. Like, I feel like I am doing a lot, but it's so routine and it's so like known to my brain what I need to do that it's just like kind of going through the motions at this point. And so it's not new and it's not like exciting. And so it's just comfortable. And it's getting easy, which scares me, because I don't want things to be easy for me. I don't want to say that too out loud, because then something is gonna not be easy for me very soon. But like, I never want, life or my situation or any situation to be so easy that I'm just comfortable and bored. Because when I'm comfortable, I am also bored. It just kind of goes hand in hand. And so, I just have been feeling like I've been getting way too comfortable recently. And so the fact that I'm feeling like that, I'm acknowledging this in my head and acknowledging that I feel this way, is a sign of growth in my head. I'm like, you know what? Okay, we are aware that we're feeling this way, and we are aware that we need to change it. This is exciting, because we get to, step out of that comfort zone, literally, and just start growing in a new direction, which is always like fun. It's always just kind of scary. It's new terrain. But it's something that I guess I long for. It's something that I genuinely want to reach for, no matter how scary it is. You know what I mean? So, whatever. The first sign that I genuinely saw in me, where I started to notice, where I was like, you know what, I'm kind of growing up a little bit. The first sign that I saw was I was starting to think about making big decisions more frequently. Like, big decisions in my life, like buying properties or starting businesses, or like starting to have more of a business minded personality. I need to cough so bad right now. Hold on. Okay, I did that. But yeah, like, I've just noticed I've been starting, my mind has shifted more from just kind of thinking about like what I'm going to be doing from day to day. It's shifted from that to thinking more long term. Like, yes, I still do, but I used to plan my days, like day in, day out, what I'm going to be doing every single day at what time, which I think helps me a lot. But when I do that, I'm kind of like just setting short-term goals for each day that don't really have any longevity, and they don't really go anywhere. Like, they help me accomplish what I need to do for that day specifically, but they don't help me like reach any long-term goals, which is what I'm starting to realize that I need to like implement into my days. And I'm talking about in terms of like like setting up a business of some sort, or like buying some type of property and like putting money into something to like, I guess, secure like different forms of income, because that's kind of always on my mind. I want to like secure different forms of income, like different from making money on social media or anything like that, because I don't know how long that's going to be sustainable, for one, because social media is always changing. Like, super grateful for, you know, being in the situation that I am in, but I don't know how long it's going to last. So like, I do want to prepare for, you know, ew, gross. I want to prepare for a time when, you know, I'm not really making money off of this. So, you know, I want to secure like maybe different forms of income. And so I start thinking about stuff like that. And me being on my own kind of, I guess, forces me to think about stuff like that, because no one's really going to catch me if I fall in that aspect. I mean, I do have people in my life that will gladly catch me if I fall. But me as a person, I do like to be independent and like do my own thing. So like, not saying that pride would get in the way, but it kind of would, maybe just a little bit. I would be very pushy and before accepting any type of help. But maybe that's something I need to change about myself. But regardless, yeah, I've just noticed that I've been thinking heavily about making like big decisions in my life, and it's more than just one, which is kind of overwhelming. But at the same time, it's helping my brain, or just my whole aura, I guess, just all of me. I think it's helping me to mature, and it's helping me to think differently than I would have a year ago. I'm thinking differently than I would have, you know, 2 years ago. And I'm happy about that, because that means that I'm growing. That means that I'm changing. And that's something that I always want to do. Like, I never really want to sit in the same place mentally for too long, because like I said earlier, you know, I get comfortable and then I'm not really making progress, or I'm not growing. And I just don't really enjoy that kind of life. But yeah, so I'm always thinking about making some type of big decision in my life, and they're all long term. So it's nothing I can really get done like right then and there. I'm very much a person who likes to have instant gratification when it comes to things that I do. And so setting long-term goals is something that's hard for me, because it's something that I have to work towards, and I have to put in like a lot of effort over a course of time. I think the only thing that I've experienced like progress in with like long-term goals is like fitness and going to the gym. I'll always do that because I enjoy it and it's fun. But I don't think I've ever really set any, in terms of like career or business, I don't think I've set any long-term goals that I've actually started working towards. But I think my brain is, because I have ideas, but my brain is like telling me, it's like, you need to genuinely start doing those things, because if you don't, like, there's no better time, really. So that's something that's always on my mind. And it just makes me feel kind of like adulty, and it makes me, because it's just not something that children or teenagers or really, you know, anyone that doesn't have stuff to really, I don't know, like, people just don't think about stuff like that before a certain age. I don't know. My brain's changing. I know a lot of people are very business minded. It's not just me. And I have so much to learn, but yeah, my brain is kind of shifting that way. And, yeah, and then also recently, like, I've been dealing with a lot of just adulty things, just like signing up for health insurance and like signing up for dental insurance. Like, who does that? I did, which is very strange. Like, I've done it before, but I had to do it again this year because it's like the end of the year and all of that stuff expires and whatnot. So I was doing that, and as I was like, you know, picking these plans and reading all of these words, I was like, this feels really adult. in like a weird way, because why am I sitting here understanding what a deductible is? Like, why do I know that? Of course I should know that, but I don't want to. I want to worry about what coffee I'm going to make later. Like, this is, it's just very strange. So I've been dealing with that. And then also, like, lately I have been dealing with a lot of car troubles, which is really strange because honestly, I've never really had to deal with that. Like, in my life, yes, I have, because of, like, you know, my parents' cars and stuff like that, but I've never personally had to deal with my own car issues. And it's really, it's nothing serious, but I guess, like, the whole handling of each situation has just been interesting to see me handle it as an adult, because I can't, I mean, I can go to my parents and I can go to, like, friends and family for help, but I choose not to. Like, I, like, for some reason in my brain, I'm like, I can just do this on my own. It's fine. If I genuinely need help, I'll reach out, but I think I'm good, right? So, hold on. Recently, like, I want to say maybe a week ago, maybe 2 weeks, but I'm going to say a week ago, I was in the street in my car, obviously, and I was in a turn lane, and I was just, you know, sitting in my driver's seat, like, la-la-la-la-la, doing whatever, listening to music, I don't even know. I was in a turn lane, like, waiting for the red light to change. I had a styrofoam cup of water in my hand, and I was about to drink it because I was like, you know what? I'm a little thirsty. So I was going to drink it. And then all of a sudden, I just, I got hit. Like, somebody rear-ended me bad. Like, the water, my hand, I squeezed the cup when I got hit. Water everywhere. My face was wet. It just, it was insane. And so I was like, I have never in my life been hit by a car. Like, I've never been in a car accident. I've never, none of it. So I was just like, I don't know what to do. I am not prepared for this situation. And I love situations like that, low key, because it teaches you. But in that moment, I was like, huh, okay. This is interesting. This is new terrain for me. So after I got out of the car, I went up to the guy who hit me. I went up to his car. First thing I said, I was like, are you okay? Like, is everything all right? And he was like, yeah, like, I'm fine. He was really shaken up, but he was like, yes, I'm fine. Oh my God. He was scared and all that stuff. I was like, okay. And then I looked at my car and I didn't see any obvious damage at all. And so I was like, wow, okay, that's interesting. And then I looked at his car and it was pretty bad. I was like, okay, that's usually the case with, like, rear end situations. and so I was just wondering, I was like, okay, well, what do I do now? And so I got his, like, insurance information and all that stuff, which felt very adult of me. I'm like, okay, well, what's your insurance? Blah, 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 blah. I only said it because it's movies, you know, and, like, prior experiences, I guess, but I've never really had to do it myself. So I was like, oh, okay, your insurance, blah, 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 wrote all of it down, took pictures, and then I didn't know really what to do next. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll reach out to you with blah, 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 whatever information. And he was like, okay. And then it crossed my mind as I'm leaving. It's kind of like the same situation as if you get in an argument with someone, afterwards you think about all the stuff that you should have said, right? So after I left, after I drove off, after this man hit me, I was like, was that correct? Was that right? Like, did I do everything correctly? Is this focused? It better be. But I was like, did I do everything correctly? And in my brain, I was like, no. I think you were supposed to call the cops. And then I was like, oh my God, you're right. I was supposed to call the cops, and I did not do that. So that was like a whole learning situation. And then after that, I was like, okay, well, I guess everything's fine, right? In my head. And I'm like, you know, you should probably take your car to get checked out, like at the shop or something, just to be sure. And I said, okay, well, that's a pretty good idea. So I took my car into the shop, which I have had experience at this shop before, because I had to take my car in 2 months prior for like other issues. that were going on that had, I forgot what it was exactly, but it was insane. And then, so I had been to this shop before and I knew that they were good. So I was like, okay, that doesn't stress me out anymore because I've had experience at a mechanic before. So I'm here and I take my car and I'm like, wait, it's like 8 a.m. And I'm like waiting in the waiting room. And then they give me an invoice. They're like, okay, well, this is what's wrong with your car. The radiator is cracked. It's like leaking. And then also like something was wrong with the water pump and they had to, you know, replace all that stuff. And so it was a good chunk of change. And I was like, wow, from a rear end, like that was insane. And so that felt very like an adult situation to be in because that's never, I'm almost 24 years old. And I had never been in a situation like that where I had to like actually deal with it. But I'm happy that it happened because I'm not happy it happened, but I'm happy that it happened because, you know, it was like a learning experience. And now I know exactly what to do, like call the police. anyway, so that was like one thing, or that was just a few things that I've been noticing like recently that have caused me to progress in my adult, you know, learning, which is very, it's interesting because, you know, I like genuinely get to see myself learn things. And it's, I'm not going to say it's fun, but it's fun. Not getting hit by a car. That was not fun. Anyway, I have always been the type of person to like plan for the future, and have some sort of plan for like what I'm going to be doing, and what direction or path I want to be going in. But it's always been kind of like I said earlier, it's always been on a smaller scale. Like I've always been setting kind of like short-term goals for myself, which are good, but I've never really set like longer termed goals for my actual future or for just whatever reason. And so I feel like that's definitely something that my brain is trying to push me to do these days. And it's just very interesting. Like I've moved on from, I guess, thinking about, I can feel myself moving on from making smaller decisions about what I'm going to like do from day to day. And I can feel my brain just kind of switching to more of a long-term thing, which I love so far. But yeah, I can just like feel my brain moving from more of a short-term goal-based human being to, you know, thinking more long-term. And I really like that because it kind of just helps me set myself up for my future, which is something that everyone should be doing and is something that I think we've been taught to do since we were children. But it really takes, you know, I guess experiencing things on your own and just like growing for a person to get to that point where they're like, you know what, I need to start setting more long-term goals. And I think I'm finally there. And it feels it's an interesting change. But something interesting about me, I guess, is like overall when it comes to making decisions or when it comes to pretty much doing anything, it's just I want to be very independent when it comes to making big decisions, and not in like an arrogant way, more of just like I want to be able to say like I did that, like just kind of from a satisfactory point of view. I just want to be like, you know what, I'm proud of myself and I did that by myself, and it's just like a pat on the back. Like I like to be able to have those things for myself. But yeah, that's like the biggest first sign that I've noticed. I've just been very interested and very, very close to making big decisions in my life. And like, I've just been having this drive to make multiple big decisions at once, but I'm like, you know what, slow down. And let's start setting some long-term goals when it comes to all of that stuff. I'm going to cough again. I'm so sick. I don't feel good, like, at all. This is not okay. But the second thing that I've noticed, and this is funny because it's not really as serious as the first one. I kind of wanted to get the seriousness out of the way with the first thing that I've noticed in my life, but this one is a lot less serious. I feel like these episodes have been very not life altering, but they've been very just serious topics and like not really jokey, you know? But this next one is not, it's not funny, but it's not as serious as the last one. But I've noticed that I've been going to bed a lot earlier. And I have always been that kind of person. Not gonna lie, that's not true, actually. When I lived at home, I used to go to bed at like 4 or 5 in the morning. When I lived with my parents, I used to go to bed late. Like I could stay up forever. But these days, ever since I left, I've never seen, like, when you're living alone, you really don't have a reason to be up that late. Like, you don't have a reason to really be up past 11 unless you have, like, plans with people and you're outside doing something or you're working like I am right now. You really have no reason to be up past 10:30 or 11. So I've gotten in the habit of, like, going to, like, being in bed by 10 o'clock and then being asleep by, like, 10:30. And so when people try to make plans with me for, like, late, I'm like, no, thank you, because I've gotten used to, you know, being asleep by those times. When I am out and when I do have plans with people, like, I plan to be out late, I prepare for it. I was going to say that I can, like, hang, but I still can't for some reason. Like, I can be there, but I can't really hang. I've noticed that about myself, too. Like, I prefer to be in bed by 10 or just early, and I prefer to be asleep by a decent hour so that I can wake up and be at the gym on time and, like, have a good workout for the next day. Because sleep is so important when it comes to, I guess, fitness and, like, you know, energy and all of that stuff. Obviously, it's good for energy, but I just don't really have the desire to, like, be out late. And if I am out late, which I have been a few times these past few weeks, but if I am out late, like, I'm noticing that I'm, like, tired by 8 o'clock, or, like, I'm going to be the person that's just kind of yawning or that's just kind of, like, sleepy or whatever. Like, people would be like, are you tired? Like, you're so old, like, grandpa. And I'm like, I know. It's insane, because that used to not really be me. Like, I used to be able to go. I already sound like a grandpa. I'm only 20. I'm not even 24 yet. I'm 23. And I'm saying, oh, like, I used to be able to, whatever. Like, I used to. Literally, maybe a year ago, I would go out and I would be out until 2 a.m. at, like, bars and it's just stuff, like, in Chicago or, like, anywhere in Florida, New York, like, literally all over the United States. And I would just be having fun. And now I'm over here wishing I was asleep by 10:30. That's insane, because when did that switch in my brain? When did we say, yeah, let's make that happen? No. I mean, yeah, I enjoy it. I think I'd choose sleep over going out to a bar any day. But yeah, I've just noticed that, like, recently I just don't have the desire to really be out doing things. And I never really have. It wasn't me. It isn't me. I like being outside and I like doing all that stuff. But deep down, I'd prefer to just be home always and just watch a good movie. I have kind of lost my interest for movies these days. Like, I don't really watch the ones that I love, and I rewatch the same shows over and over again because it's just good background noise at this point while I do other stuff. But I miss just, like, sitting at home and watching movies and, like, being in awe over them. I used to do that a lot. Hold on, I coughed, I'm sorry. But yeah, so that's one, I think it's a big thing in my life that I've noticed. I just love to be in bed. I love my bed and I love sleeping. Even though my sleep for the past few nights has not been the best, it's so good and I love it. But yeah, literally, like, I can't hang anymore. I just can't hang out. I'm not good at it. And I wish that I was, but I'm not. I'm literally the person that's wanting to be asleep at 8 p.m. on a weekend. But whatever. The third thing that I have noticed over the past few, I guess this is actually pretty recent. And I've been keeping a lookout on it because I didn't want it to be one of those things where it's like, oh, I started doing it and then I stopped and I never did it again, or I did it once and then I never did it again. So I've been on the lookout for this for a while now. And I can actually say that it's a thing in my life so far, is that I've been very interested in like learning how to cook. Literally yesterday, I was getting something out of the fridge, or I think it was this morning even. I was pouring my bowl of cereal and I was like, Cameron, like you are such an adult that you could literally want to make something, find a recipe and make it. And I have the desire to do that. Because recently I have just been learning to cook just here and there, like different dishes. And when it comes out good, I'm like, oh, I can kind of cook a little bit. Like I wouldn't, you know, feed it to Gordon Ramsay or anything, but I can kind of cook a little bit. Okay. So like recently, and it's fun because I've been able to have like host like little dinner parties at my house and at my apartment. I'm not going to call it a house. But I've been able to host like little dinner parties. Like I set the table and then I have like people over and we just, you know, and I make drinks and we drink, we eat, we chill. And that's fun. Like that's a lot of fun. And I can stay up doing that for hours for some reason. If I'm in my apartment or in someone's house, you know, I don't think that I'm going to be like, oh, I'm tired, whatever. But yeah, no. I've learned how to make like pretty good like bolognese, like pastas. I've learned how to make, just this week I learned how to make, even though it's like the easiest thing on earth, I learned how to make chili. I learned how to make cheesecake. I literally went to my grandma's house and she taught me how to make cheesecake and I was like, wow, this is so much fun. Like this is genuinely so much fun. So yeah, that happened. And I'm just like continually like learning how to make different dishes, which is, I like being able to add new foods to my list of dinners that I can make, because it's just exciting. And then also when I invite people over to my house, my friends, when I first moved into this apartment, they gifted me like a book full of alcoholic beverages, and I've always wanted, I think it would be so cool, low key, to be like a bartender or something like that. I don't know why, but I want to learn like how to make all of these drinks. I think it would just be so much fun. It's so convenient when people come over and you can just like whip together a nice drink, right? So they gave me that book. And then the other day I had my family over my apartment for some dinner and just like casual hanging out, whatever. And I decided I was going to make Moscow mules. If you don't know what a Moscow mule is, it's vodka and ginger beer with lime juice, right? And ice, whatever. And it's like shaken and all that stuff. So I made Moscow mules. It was so fun just like being in my kitchen, like shaking up drinks and like handing them out to people. And so I don't know. I've just been enjoying like how, like learning how to make different drinks. Like it's just so, it's so cool. If you come to somebody's house and they're like, oh yeah, we're having mules today. What? Yeah, I had wine too, and I learned how to make espresso martinis. Like it's so much fun being over 21. Anyway, yeah, so that's something I've noticed about myself recently. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to enjoy the act of cooking, and I'm starting to enjoy the act of drink making, and drinking the drinks, like not really bar drinks, but like yeah, they are. But like, I'm doing it at home, so it's different. And I know how to make them. So that's fun. And so I'm going to start learning how to make more. And maybe I'll even put recipes on TikTok. Who knows? That could be kind of fun, right? But yes, the fourth thing that I have noticed over the past however long it's been, is that this is an important one. And it's kind of a more serious one too. But I've noticed that I place a very high value on my time. Like I am not one to waste time with. Like I don't like when people waste my time, and I don't wait like wasting other people's time. Excuse me. I am sick and I am congested. Please forgive me. But I've always placed a very high value on my time. I've always been like that, but it's more apparent these days and more recently. I'm just like, I don't want anybody to waste my time. It's just very precious to me. And so it's always filled with something. I'm always busy, either physically, mentally, just I'm busy doing something, right? And it's all for like a good reason. It's all like productive. And so my time is just very extremely important to me. I value my personal time. I value my creative time, and I value my personal space, and I value social time. Like, I really do. But all of it has its place, and I don't like any of it to be wasted. You know, there's only 24 hours in a day, and for some reason, it seems like time is passing by so quickly these days. It's just going like a normal 24 hours goes by like that, and I don't get it. It's literally almost 2023 in like a few days. Like, that makes no sense. Okay. Anyway, I feel like it's just very adult to be like, I value my time, because when you're a teenager or even younger than that, or maybe early 20s, whatever, you kind of just go with the flow. You just do whatever, you know? You care about your time. You have your like set schedule of like work or school, but then you have like those free hours and you're like, oh, I can do whatever I want for this much time and really not care about anything, and then I'm good. Well, I'm like getting into this point of my life where I'm just like, you know, I don't really have time to do that anymore. Like, I don't really have time to just waste, I guess. Like, I don't really, if someone's like, oh, do you want to just walk around the mall with me? I'd probably be like, no, I'm sorry, but I can't. Like, I have more important things to do than just walk around the mall. Like, I don't know. And so I've just noticed that I'm very much placing a high value on my time, like higher than normal and higher than I did before. So that's an interesting new thing about me. Also, the fifth thing that I've noticed, and this one is not a good thing. I don't know why I chose a negative aspect to end the episode, but this fifth thing that I've noticed is that I have made less and less time for like the little things that I enjoy in life. Like, I think that's part of adulthood. Like, a lot of the more important priorities take precedence over, you know, doing the fun things that you like to do, or like just doing the things that you enjoy. Kind of like I mentioned earlier, like, I have kind of filtered out of the phase of my life where I would sit around and watch my favorite movies and like just like analyze them in the way that I liked to do that. I just kind of stopped. Like, I stopped having time to do that. I stopped having time to go thrifting. Look, I stopped really having time to like find new music. It's like little things, but they're big things. I tried to make a little bit of time the other day. It was like maybe a few weeks ago. I went to my like some local record shops and a thrift store, and I had a great day. Like, it was amazing. I made a coffee and I went thrifting and I found like my favorite pair of Levi's now. And then I got some new vinyls, I got some new records, and I was like, oh my God, I love this. And it was just great because that's like the stuff that I used to do. It was the stuff that I used to enjoy doing like frequently. But now I only get to do it like every so often when I have time and like when I can make time for it. So, you know, those things have kind of taken the back burner recently, which is kind of sad. And I think that I should try to make more time to do the things that I used to enjoy, and even make time to find like new hobbies. Something that's always on my mind is I used to genuinely like go outside and have like legitimate photo shoots. I used to be very creative when it came to like my photos and like taking pictures, whether it was going to be up on like Instagram or not or whatever. I used to like put some time and energy into taking cool photos, and I still have that, like the desire to do stuff like that, but I don't really have the time, which is just strange to me. So, I want to start doing stuff like that again and like making more time to enjoy the little things that I used to enjoy. Because life has been very routine lately, and I haven't really done anything like personal for me to enjoy. So I feel like, trying to implement those things back into my life somewhere would be nice. But yeah, it's something I'd like to change. But anyway, long story short, I feel like I am definitely stepping over or like closing some sort of chapter and stepping into a new form of adulthood, which is just crazy, in my opinion. It's insane. But that's all I have for you guys today. And, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I definitely did. I liked talking about it and I enjoyed the conversation. Just so you know, though, I did recently make an account on Instagram for Just a Sip. So we are on Instagram now. I want to use that account for, all my interaction with you guys, and I want you guys to be able to ask me questions there. I want to be able to answer your questions there, maybe have different topic suggestions for the show put there and like all that stuff. So if you feel like following Just a Sip on Instagram, it's at Just a Sip Podcast. You'll be able to find it fairly quickly. But yeah, every update that I'm gonna have about the show is gonna be there. So it would be in your best interest to follow. But completely up to you. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening or watching today if you're watching this on YouTube. And next week, I think that we are going to talk about I'm sorry. But we're gonna talk about, losing inspiration and creativity and how to get it back. Because that's something I'm currently working on, which I kind of mentioned in that last leg of the episode just now. But I'm excited about that topic. So thank you guys again so much for watching. And if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. If you're listening to this on, the Apple Podcasts or Spotify, leave a review. But thanks, guys. And I'll see you next week. Bye.